You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlow. One of the big stories during the Wisconsin Supreme Court race this year was Elon Musk giving out cash to voters. Now some voters are suing, saying that Musk bribed voters. Svenja Tomei Olsen reports.
Musk gave $100 to registered voters who signed a petition, and they also had a chance to win $1 million. Initially, Musk framed it as basically a thank you for voting, but he deleted a post where he said that, then later said people were eligible for signing that petition against activist judges. Eventually, Musk handed over $2 million checks to two Wisconsin voters. Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit asking judges to stop Musk's plan just before it happened, but the state Supreme Court declined to hear the case. Now, the election watchdog nonprofit Wisconsin Democracy Campaign has filed a lawsuit accusing Musk of bribing voters. The group is asking the courts to declare that Musk and the PAC he's affiliated with broke the law, have them pay damages, and bar anyone from doing this in the future in Wisconsin. The suit also claims Musk was running an illegal lottery. State law bans anyone from giving someone more than a dollar to incentivize them to vote or to vote for a specific person.
Meanwhile, Attorney General Josh Call says President Donald Trump is deploying the military to protests in California is unlawful. Wisconsin has joined a group of states filing briefs pushing back against what Call says is, quote, not normal and must not become normalized. Call says the president's decree to call up the National Guard isn't specific to Los Angeles or California. It's authorizing the military anywhere for 60 days. Call's brief argues states need their National Guard units to be ready to act, and responding to protesters could keep them from performing vital duties. Wisconsin has three lakes in the top 25 lake vacation destinations. Lisa Hale has the details.
Travel and Leisure magazine called out three of the over 15,000 lakes in Wisconsin as being among the best lake vacation spots in the nation. Lake Superior in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin is number one on that list. Lake Winnebago in northeast Wisconsin made the list at number eight. And Lake Michigan on the borders of Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois comes in at number 12. Wisconsin is the only state that made the top 25 lakes three times.
And I'm sure you've heard, there's invasive species in some of our Wisconsin waters. Few of our very own inland lakes and rivers contain aquatic diseases or small and hard-to-see invasive species like spiny water fleas.
They're pretty small organisms, so it is challenging to see them because they're translucent. They're kind of clear, but technically you can see them with the naked eye if you look very closely because they'll often clump together with their neighbors and friends and make these kind of gummy, waddy clumps on fishing lines or fishing nets. But it'd be very easy for boaters and anglers to not see them floating in the water or floating in their live well.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. They're a non-native invasive species that has caused a lot of challenges in Wisconsin lakes.
Refer to them sometimes as like little mini chicken nuggets. Young fish, juvenile fish will want to try to eat them, but because they have these spines on the back, it can often prevent them from being able to digest them, and so it can be deadly for the fish.
And they also outcompete other critters their size that are healthier for our waters.
And so whether you're kayaking or canoeing or fishing on the lake, draining all of the water from anything that you have, we just want to make sure we're not taking water from one place to another.
Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer, and rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
The simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body, because you could be spreading a lot of these species, or they're invisible to the eye, and so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain your boat. For the 74th year, one Northeast Wisconsin city honors the grand old flag. Lisa Hale has more.
While Washington, D.C. will see a military parade on Saturday to celebrate the birthday of the U.S. Army and President Donald J. Trump, a truly patriotic and nonpartisan parade honoring the U.S. flag and the Marines and Navy will be held in Appleton. The parade, which brings 50,000 spectators and visitors to the area, features almost 20 musical units, including military bands, high school bands, veteran organizations, and tributes to the armed forces, patriotic floats, and more. The 74th Appleton Flag Day Parade takes to the streets 2 p.m. Saturday, Flag Day, June 14th.
Wisconsin DNR is doing a study on one of the most popular freshwater sporting fish in the state, panfish. They started tracking their population in 2019, and now they expect to wrap up a study by next year. The agency is asking anglers for their experiences fishing for panfish, as well as helping with their own field studies. The goal is to better understand what environmental factors may be contributing to the drop of the panfish population and what regulations can be put into place to help protect them. And over 1,000 citations were given to Wisconsin drivers for failing to buckle up their seatbelts. Lisa Hale explains.
The Wisconsin State Patrol handed out more than 1,300 tickets during its two-week Click It or Ticket special enforcement program from May 19th through June 1st to remind drivers of the importance of seatbelt safety. The State Patrol points out that there were 176 deaths last year from crashes where drivers or passengers weren't wearing their seatbelts. The campaign gives state troopers an opportunity to educate drivers and passengers on the benefits of buckling up, which is a top priority year-round.
And gas prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.78 to $3 per gallon. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is also reminding us to be on the lookout for black bears this time of year. It's when bears begin their mating season in June, and the mothers begin to turn their cubs away to keep them safe from male bears. Without being able to rely on their mothers, those cubs will begin looking for other food sources. So people should be aware that bear cubs could start wandering into their neighborhoods looking for things like bird feeders, pet food, or even grills that haven't been cleaned. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers battle the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game 2 of the 4-game series tonight as the Crew hosts the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the 6th before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. Started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration. And I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005 when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987 alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad Gadd is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027, when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. David Lynch was prepping a Netflix series before he passed away earlier this year at the age of 78. According to IndieWire, he had assembled a cast of his favorites, including Naomi Watts, Kyle MacLachlan, and Laura Dern, for a show he was prepping called Unrecorded Night. Lynch's daughter Jennifer, also a filmmaker, says there was a finished script that might now be released as a book, adding that she and her siblings would not try to make one of his ideas themselves. Sources say the show was set in Los Angeles in Old Hollywood. Would have been nice to see what he did with that. Actor Harris Yulin has passed away at the age of 87. Yulin's credits include films like Ghostbusters, Scarface, and Clear and Present Danger. But recently, he was probably most recognizable for his role as Buddy in Ozark, the old tough guy who lived with the Bird family. Yulin was nominated for an Emmy Award for his guest appearance on the show Frasier. He was an old-school actor who had passion for the craft and was a solid addition to any cast he joined. Glenn Powell's ex, Gigi Paris, says she was told not to visit the set of Anyone But You by none other than her boyfriend, Glenn Powell. Paris appeared on the Too Much podcast on Tuesday. Paris said that Powell and the producers of the film wanted people to think there was something going on between the two to help promote the movie. That is when she drew the line and broke it off with Powell. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between a rom-com on or off screen. Somehow, David Letterman's Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, is only getting an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Ultimately, it doesn't matter because Letterman is a legend, and Netflix knows it too. The streamer has renewed the critically acclaimed, at least 81%, show for a fifth season. The show won a 2024 Emmy for Outstanding Hosted Nonfiction Series or Special. Letterman is older, but still in rare form, and even a better interviewer on this show than he was on his late night talker. Check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Scattered storms tonight with a low in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.